Holy cow, it has been a year since we have dropped an episode after dropping one almost weekly for a year. What Matters Most Evansville was founded in early 2020, and this podcast was really fun and awesome to do. And then it got out of balance because I hate editing and I would be up at night. I was interfering with my self-care, so I took what I thought was going to be a few weeks hiatus from the nonprofit. So my husband and I could focus on our own developing businesses. So, you know, we could like pay daycare so we could keep doing it. Anyhow, and I've had a sense to be grieving the potential loss of this organization and podcast related to grief. So kind of the irony of all of that. But I'm back. It has been in my bones. I can't not do it. I swore I would never let it go a year. Holy cow. But there's been some really cool things that have happened and some opportunities for folks in the community. If you have stories that you want to share related to grief or ideas or promote some of the good work that you're doing that is connected to it, like this is the hub. Let's do it together. Let's be ripples in the water. And if we all, you know, drop a little, you know, eventually those rings from one ripple will become connected and stronger. We can make waves and splashes in the airs in our community that are really needing that support and acknowledgement and just someone to be there. I mean, all different ways that we can interact with and support our grief in our community. And so we're hopeful to start dropping some more episodes. They may not be weekly, maybe monthly. We'll just strive for that. So if you know anybody out there that's down to donate time or resources to help with the editing, holla. But also we're going to be exploring direct ways and how to collaborate with our organization and even promote it here on the podcast as well. And having said that, we're going to be sharing stories from our Share Your Grief Story Anonymously project. We've continued getting letters, which is just stellar and warms my heart. And if I already said that, apologies. I'm just excited. But I'm also tired. So this is going to be a really short episode, raw cut version. I'm not editing. I just can't go another year. So I'm releasing the fears of what other people might think and making mistakes and all of that. Let's reconnect and unite on ways that Evansville can be a place people can live well and die well, because we can grieve well all the losses.